This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli troops carried out building-by-building searches at Gaza's main hospital as a new communications blackout in the territory on Friday compounded fears for Palestinian civilians trapped inside the facility. The Shifa Hospital, Gaza's largest, has become the focal point of the Israel-Hamas war. VOA senior diplomatic correspondent Sydney Sain reports.
The Hamas-run Ministry of Health released video, it says, shows patients being moved inside smoke-filled corridors as Israeli forces raid the large hospital compound one building at a time. The Israeli army released video that it says shows Hamas weapons and military equipment it found in the hospital. Hamas denies it is using the medical center for military purposes. Cindy Sain, VOA News, the State Department.
Israel has vowed to eradicate Hamas in response to the group's October 7th attack, which killed 1,200 people, most of them civilians, and saw about 240 taken hostage, according to Israeli officials. Israel's air bombardment and ground operation has killed 11,500 people, including thousands of children, according to Hamas-run local authorities in Gaza. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. U.S. President Joe Biden on Thursday made America's case to CEOs attending the Asia-Pacific Summit in San Francisco, California, that the U.S. is committed to high standards in trade.
We signed the first-of-its-kind supply chain agreement to help identify supply chain bottlenecks before they become the kind of disruptions we saw during the COVID-19 pandemic.
This is VOA News. Japan's Prime Minister Fumio Kishida said Thursday he told President Xi Jinping he has serious concerns about Chinese military activity during their first direct talks in a year and slammed Beijing's ban on its seafood. Kishida said he, quote, expressed our serious concerns over China's increasing military activity near Japan, including its collaboration with Russia during their meeting on the sidelines of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum. Tech giant IBM on Thursday said it had pulled all advertising on Elon Musk-owned X for now after a report found its ads were placed next to content promoting Nazis. Reuters correspondent Diane Tao reports.
The left-leaning media watchdog Media Matters said it found that corporate advertisements by IBM, Apple, Oracle, and Comcast's Xfinity were being placed alongside anti-Semitic content. In a statement, IBM said it has, quote, zero tolerance for hate speech and discrimination, and we have immediately suspended all advertising on X while we investigate this entirely unacceptable situation. X said its system does not intentionally place brands, quote, actively next to this kind of content, and that the posts cited by Media Matters would no longer be able to make money off its content.
Reuters correspondent Diane Tao. Rescuers in northern India warned Friday it could take another 2 days of clearing rubble before they can reach 40 workers who have been trapped in a collapsed tunnel for nearly a week. Excavators have been removing debris since Sunday morning to create an escape route for the workers after a portion of the tunnel they were building collapsed. Rescue efforts have been slowed by debris that has continued to fall as workers labor to clear the tunnel. Engineers are trying to drive a steel pipe about 90 centimeters wide through the debris, wide enough for the trapped men to squeeze through. The U.S. state of Illinois has earmarked $160 million to try to keep migrants warm through the city of Chicago's winter, AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Nearly all of the roughly 24,000 asylum seekers who've come to Chicago since August of last year hail from much warmer climates and are vulnerable to the city's bitterly cold winters. The funds include $65 million to launch a winterized temporary shelter to keep people from sleeping outdoors, and a similar amount for services such as rental assistance and help with paperwork, including work permits.
AP correspondent Ben Thomas. I'm Joe Ramsey.